Okay, today's daf is daf kuf ches. We got to three lines down. The Gemara says we're talking about miyun. So Gemara says Tani Rabbanan. The Brisa says that ezu miyun. What exactly is the case of miyun? How does one articulate that she wants to opt out of this marriage? So the Gemara gives several ways and several stages of their relationship. So Amr, if she says ef she beploni baili, I'm not interested in this husband who I've been married to. Or she says, "If she be kedushin, she kedushin imi va'acha." I'm not interested in the kedushin either. That's considered immune. We're going in stages here. So the first one is if they're married, she could opt out of the nisun. The next stage is if there's kedushin, she could also opt out of the marriage. Yes, okay. And furthermore, yes, okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda afilu yosheves ba'apirion. Even if she's going to the chuppah, she's before that stage of chuppah, and it sounds like everything's all set, the table is set, and they're ready to get married. Even at that moment, on the way down to the chuppah, the holechas bin beis avila beis baila, she's going from her house to her husband's house. Vamar, she says along the way, if she beploni baili zeli min. These are all examples of min. Yes, okay. And moreover, says Amar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu hayu orchin mesubin bebeis abayla. If she has a whole suda, and all the guests are sitting at the table having the sudas and nisuin, v'yomedes u'mashkelem, she's busy serving them and treating all her guests, and she says in the middle of the meal, Amar lehem, if she beploni baili, harehu mi. And that's another example, mi. And finally, yes, okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, afilu shigra baila etach and vani lahavi lo chavetz mishalau. She's going on a mission for her husband. She's retrieving something, buying something from the store for him. And along the way, Amra, if she beploni baila, I'm not interested in my husband. Ein lecha miun gadol mizeh. So these are all different examples how she can express her mien. So the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yuchanina ben Antignus Omer Kol Tinokas, and the rest of the Mishnah said that it's an Eino Yachol Lishmor Kiddushah. If she doesn't have the capability, the knowledge to watch over her Kiddushin, Eino Tzricha L'Mayin, there's no Kiddushin to speak of to have a need for a mean. So Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Halacha, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, that's how he paskin. She has to have that level of Das for there to be Kiddusha Kedana to even speak of the ability to be mean. Tana Ktana Shelo Mi'ana. Let's say Ketana is married and she doesn't do miyun, but she goes and gets married to another husband. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera Amra Nisueha Hein Hein Meuneha. The second marriage, that itself serves as a miyun. There's no greater expression that she's not interested in her first husband than marrying somebody else. So this would be another way she could express her miyun. See, Bailu asks the Gemara now, Pligi Rabbanan Aled Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera Olo. Do Rabbanan argue and say this is not mian, you have to actually express the mian, or maybe they agree this is an acceptable mian of marrying somebody else? Sim tim solom pligi b'kedushin, the pligi, they argue, b'kedushin afil b'nisun. Is it, if they get engaged, they say it doesn't work as mian, but if she were to get married to somebody else, they would agree it is a good mian? Vim tim solom pligi afil b'nisun. Even if they say, let's say argue even by nisun, meaning if she marries someone else, whether it's kedushin or nisun, it doesn't work as mean according to chachamim. Halacha kamoso or ain halacha kamoso? How do we paskin? Vim tim salam halacha kamoso. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera, even though there's machlokas, we paskin like him. Bin nisun or afil b'kedushin? Is it with marriage or is it with kedushin? How far away? Meaning when Rabbi Yehuda says that nisun, the second nisun, will break off the first marriage, what would he say about kedushin? Would this kedushin also, the second kedushin also, break up the first marriage? So Gemara says, Tashma Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda Ben Besera. That's how he paskin. So the Gemara says, Halacha must be Mechlal de Pli. It must be that there are those who argue. V'akati still, so even though we do paskin that the second marriage works, it's still an open question. Akati Tibari Lacha De Havi Nesiva Mekara O Duma Mekadsha. So now the question is, was she married to the first husband and a second marriage undoes that? Or was she only engaged to the first husband and a second marriage could undo an engagement, but maybe it can't undo an initial marriage? So that's also still an open question. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a riot to Kalase de Avdan, the daughter-in-law of Avdan, Imrod. She was rebelling. She was a katana and she was rebelling against her husband. So Shadr Rebbe Zuge de Rabbanan Limivdekinu. So Rebbe sent a pair of Rabbanan to inspect whether she's still rebelling against her husband. Amr Lahu Nishi, some women said to the Kalas, or the daughter-in-laws, Chazu Gavraichu de Kasu, you should see, your husbands are coming home. So Amr Lai, Neve Gavraichu Didchu, you can marry your husbands, we're not interested in them. So clearly the Katanas were not interested in staying married to their husbands. So Amr Rebbe, Rebbe said, Ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh, there's no greater expression of miyun than this, meaning marry my husbands. So my lav to have in the civili, is it not a case where they were married to the first husband, and we see that you can opt out of a second through a second marriage? So lo tavi mikachi kedusha. No, these kalas of Avdin were only engaged to their initial husband, and when they wanted to marry someone else or tell their husbands to marry someone else, so that would be an expression of min. But if they were married to the first husband, this would not strong enough. It would not be strong enough to end it. So halacha kerb Yehuda ben Beseira afil ben Nesun dekama. In the end, they be paskin the most makel that min works even if they were married to their first husband. If they express interest in marrying somebody else, or even their husbands marrying somebody else, that's good enough to undo the initial marriage they had. So now the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, he was the one who said that there's no chalos at all. Kedusha Katana, that there's no chalos, it's kimefuta, and a bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, she can't eat truma, and a bas Kohen who marries the Yisrael can still eat truma, because there's no chalos at all with the Kedushim. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chizarnu akol tzadi chacham, I was inspecting all the different shittas of the rabbis, v'lo matzasi, v'lo matzinu, adam shehishvi midosava, v'ketana ki Rabbi Elazar. I couldn't find anybody else who matched up, who coupled Rabbi Elazar's shita. She'asak Rabbi Elazar kimetayel ima b'chatzer. Rabbi Elazar just said a ketana married to a guy, just like as if they're walking through the park. There is no relationship there at all. Nothing's chal. Omedes mecheiko v'tevelas v'chaz mechuma le'eriv, which means if a bas kohen is with her husband, she'd go to the mikveh and still eat chuma the next day with her old family, because we don't view her as being married to her current husband. That's all shita's Rabbi Elazar. The Tani, the Braisa says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein maase ketana klum. The actions of a ketana are meaningless. Vein baila zakai lo b'mitziyasav lo b'maisiyadev lo b'farfars nidareh. The husbands have no rights over her. He's not zolcha in her any findings. He's not zolcha in any of her parnasa. He's not zolcha in being made for her nidarim. Vein a yorisha ein a metamala. There's no tumah there. He can't be yorisha. Klal shadavar. There's no chalas at all. There's just a need for min, just to end that relationship. That there's really no relationship, but the min is the only thing that's needed. But there are no real chalos of it ishes there. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua argues, and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua says, "By lezaka b'mitziyasa malse yadeha and pafaris nederah v'yorisha mitamela." Everything works. It's a complete marriage. The kedusha kedana. She's a full marriage. The only difference is from a regular Isha is that there's no need for get. Miyun can end that relationship. That's the only difference. So there's this big, big difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi comments that Rabbi weighs in and says, Nirin divrei Rabbi Eliezer mediv Rabbi Yeshua. I think that Rabbi Eliezer is more correct than Rabbi Yeshua. Why? So Rabbi Eliezer, Hisha Midosava Biketana, Rabbi Eliezer was very consistent. He was across the board. There's no chalos at all. So he's more consistent. And Rabbi Yeshua's machag. Rabbi Yeshua's distinguished. He says that the Gabe Isha, she's chal, but the Gabe get, there's no need for get, there's a mean. So he makes a distinction. So Rabbi Yeshua, that doesn't seem so correct. So Gemara says, my chalak, what's the distinction that Rabbi Shua makes? So if it's really a wife, then to buy a get, there's a need for a get. So the fact that he says a mid sufficient, that means he makes a chalak. So Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, nami, he also, ilav ishto, if Rabbi Eliezer said there's no ishus at all, so then a mid nami lobo, tibai, why does he require min? So even Rabbi Eliezer is not so consistent. So Gemara says, ela b'chtei tepuk. So you know, Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. We, even though there's no marriage, there's no chalos, we can't let her go out free. There needs to be something. I mean, because from the optics, it looks very strange that they get married and they were living together and then she walks out scot-free, even though really she doesn't need to do anything because there's no marriage. We still can't let her walk out without anything. So it means just some formality. But even for Rabbi Eliezer, that's still considered consistent. But Rabbi Shua, who says there's full marriage, there's mefer nedereha, there's zakah b'mitziyasa, and so on and so forth, there's full ishus, and then just to require min at the end, not get, that is a distinction, and therefore Rabbi preferred the shita of Rabbi Eliezer over that of Rabbi Yeshua. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said yesterday, this cryptic statement that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, kol ikva shehi mina ish kilu hi ishto, if anything holding back came from the man's perspective, she's considered his wife, but if the ikva was ena mina ish, not from the man, from some other external source, Einoki Isha, not called the Isha. What does that mean even? And the guy, which halacha does this apply? So Gemara makes one suggestion, we reject it, and then a final suggestion. So the first suggestion the Gemara says is, Hey Chidami, what's the case of Ikva Shehi Mina Ish? That there's something holding back from the man's perspective, and an Ikva She'ena Mina Ish. So Amr Behuda, Behuda says, Amr Shmuel, Tivauhu Linasa, if somebody else outside, not the man or woman in this case, but somebody else requests to marry in, Amr she says to marry her, and Amr she says Machmas Ploni Baili Zui He Ikva Shimanish. I can't. I'm already married to my husband. So that's called being held back from the man. But if it's Machmas Bnei Adam Sheinim Mehuganimli, if it's because the other person is not, she's not interested in that second person, that's why I don't want to marry you. Not because I'm married to somebody else, but because you are not interested. That's what's called Zuhi Ikva Sheinim Minish. That's a holding her back. That's not from her husband, but rather from you. I'm not interested in you. You're not my type. So that's an initial suggestion. We don't say legabi which halacha, but now we'll see in just a second. Sheet this the Abaye. Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, Damri Tibai. They both hold him. No, what it means is, Nasan la get, if he gives a get, Zuhi ikva she'ihi mina isha. Ish. Meaning, if the husband, she's married to an ish, and that man gives her a get, so he ends that relationship. He ends that first marriage. So then what comes out, now this is the, what's the nafkamina? Who aser bikrovo seha, vi asura bikrovav, upasa minakuna. So when the first husband gives her a get, he cannot marry her relatives, she can't marry his relatives, if she's a grusha, she can't marry Cohen. If, however, mi'anabo, if she doesn't give the get, but rather she does the mi'an, in that case, zuhi ikva she'ena manisha, that doesn't come from him, that comes from her. She prevented that continued relationship. And in this case, for who muter bekrovasev, he muteris bekrovav for the paslakuna. So that's what this halacha means, and that's the application. Now the Gemara says, if you look at the very next Mishnah, you can just glance ahead. The Gemara says, what we just learned from the previous Mishnah is exactly what the next Mishnah we're about to see says. So the Gemara says, "B'hakatani the kaman." What this halach of ikva min ish v'lo min isha is exactly what you're going to learn in the Mishnah. Hamemeenis be'ish, woman who refuses the marriage, she opts out of the marriage. Who muter bekrovav sev, he muteris bekrovav. The pasam nakuna. Nasan laget, who aser bekrovav sev, he aser bekrovav pasam nakuna. That's the exact quotation for the very next Mishnah, just the next line. So how can we say the previous Mishnah is addressing this halacha if the next Mishnah addresses the halacha? And where it says, Perusha Kmefarish. No, the Mishnah here is just elaborating on what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant of Ikva Ish Min Ish. Meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was setting the stage. He was saying that if the Ikva comes from the Ish, that's a get. If it comes not from the Ish, it comes from her, that's a min. The Gabi word halacha, this very next Mishnah about who's Aser, if they are Aser, to each other's relatives. And that leads into this next Mishnah, which tells us as follows. Hamimeenes be'ish, if a woman opts out of the marriage, so there's no chalos, we view as if there was ever a marriage in the first place, and therefore they all remain mutter to each other's relatives, that who mutter bekrovoser, he muteris bekrovav, v'lo pasam nakuna. However, if the husband nasan laget, then there's a chalos se'ishis and a chalos gerishim. Who aser bekrovoser, v'hi aser bekrovav, upasam nakuna. So now the Mishnah says, it's a little bit tricky, nasan laget, if he gives her get, v'chzir, and he remarries her. And then mi'anabo, and then she opts out of that second marriage that they had. V'nisiz la'acha, and then she marries somebody else. V'nis armala, or niskarsha, and she gets widowed or divorced from the second person now. Muteris la'achzabor, they can get remarried. That would be allowed. Even though normally machza grushasa gets married in between. But since there was a grusha, and then a mi'an, that actually doesn't register the grusha. It kind of nullifies the initial gerushin. However, mi'anabo, if initially there's mi'an, she opted out, v'chzir, they got remarried, and then from the second marriage, nasan laget, he gave her get, and then nisayz laga, achas, she marries somebody else, v'nisar malav, v'niskarsha, asu lachzer bar, since the second stage was gerishin, that would be a violation of the iser machzer gushaso. The Mishnah on the top of Kuf Chesma Beis now says, zeh klal, this is the rule, get achar mi'an asur lachzer la. Mi'un achar get mutars lachzer, so it depends, what was the second event? The second event was gerushin. The gerushin is going to create iser machzer grushaso. The second event was a min. That would not be a situation of machzer grushaso. Hamemeenes be'ish, a woman who opts out of this marriage, v'nisish la'acher, she gets married to somebody else. V'girshin, she gets divorced from the second marriage, la'acher, u'miyana bo li'acher, and then she gets married to somebody else and there's min from that other person. V'girshin, so it's back and forth, many, many people. Sazer klal, we're going to see in the Mishnah, the Gemara, how to explain this last case here. But Zekal, this is the rule. Kol sheyotze meheimanu beget asu lachzerbo b'min mutaris lachzerlo. Again, the same thing that we said above. Whatever the last stage was, that's what's going to dictate whether the mutter or not. Let's just look at Rashi for a second to make it a little bit clearer. Rashi writes, Zeklal, Kolom Rafilu Pamim Harbe Gir Shavichzir Miyana. It happens multiple times. Im Nitzes La'acher Mitoch Get, if she marries somebody else from the previous Get, Asur Lachzalo. If it's Mitoch Amin, but if the previous stage was a Mian stage, then Mutes Lachzalo. La'acher says Rashi La'acher Miyana, Kolom Rachazav Nitzes Lishlishi, Umiyana Bo, even though the last case was a mean case, that does not mevatel. I mean, this safe of the Mishnah contradicts the Reisha. The Reisha said, whatever the last event was, if it was get, then mean, the mean is what's going to give the, telling us whether she's mutter, even though there was a get. But the second one says, even if there was a get followed by a mean, the mean would not be mevatel, the initial gerishin, and it would be usher, ichzer, iser machzer, grushaso. So Gemara asks the question, the Reisha Seifa seems to contradict each other, whether or not a mean will be mevatel initial gerishin, or will not be mevatel initial gerishin. So that leads right into the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Alma asimun mevatel get. So the Reisha implied, if there is a get, but then there is a mean, the mean nullifies the get, and there wouldn't be an iser machzer, grushaso anymore. Or many. But the Seifa says, and there's a mean on a bolach, and there's a mean afterwards. The girsha zeklal kol sheyotza himanu beget asur lachzelo b'mien mutars lachzelo alma lo asemien de chavrei ubatol gita gita didei. So if there was a get and then a mien would not nullify the get that was there beforehand. So that's the question. The Gemara says no. That's not a problem. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tavra, Mishi Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. The author of the Reisha is a different person than the author of the Seifa. While the Reisha says, if there's a get and a mean, the mean does knock out the Gerishim, the Seifa holds no. If there's a get and then a mean, the mean would not knock out the get. And if she were to get married to somebody else after the mean, since there was an initial get, it would be subject to the Isser Machshir Grushas. So Amar Rav Rava says, my Kusha, what was your problem? There's no steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha and Seifa are two different scenarios here. Dilma, Mian, the Reisha is all when the person himself, the same husband, did the get, did the Mian, the get. So a person himself, the individual himself, the initial Baal, Dilma, Mian, Didei, without the get, Didei, his Mian could nullify his get that he gave his wife. Mian, the Chavre, Lomavato, Gita, Didei. But if the husband does a get, gives a get, and somebody else she gets married does Mian, that Mian of the Chavre cannot be mevatel the get of the day. So that's a big distinction. Ask Gemara Maishna, what's the difference? Why would there be a distinction? Maishna mion de chavre de lo mevatel gite di day. Why do we say someone else's mion does not knock out someone else's initial get? The id de mikaris birimizosava vikitosava, because the husband and wife, they have a certain relationship, they have a certain way to communicate with each other, with sign language, with eye motions, body language. They don't know how to communicate even though they're no longer married anymore. Also, Meshabe Sumaisile. So we're concerned that someone else is mean, that this guy's get, they might try to have a relationship here, try to communicate with each other in such a way, and rekindle that flame. And that's a concern of some sort. So if they're going to have this again, I did the Makaris, Birimiozosav, Kritzosav, Ozil, the first husband's going to Meshabes Umaisila, he's going to try to convince her to do Mian to the second husband and remarry her. So that's why we're concerned with someone else's Mian. Maybe it wasn't really genuine. It wasn't really genuine in that case, and that's where we're concerned of a Mine, someone else's Mian Chavre, is not Mavatel, someone else's get. So Mian Didei, his own Mian, Nami Lolabato Gite, it also should not undo his initial get. The ID, the Makaris Birimizosov, Krisosov, since they recognize each other, they had not to communicate. Also, Mishabish Umaisilai. So here as well, if that's the situation, he might also try to convince her when she marries somebody else to do Mian. Meaning, if he got divorced to his first wife, and then he did Mian to his first wife again, and then she married somebody else, a Baal Sheni, so he might convince her to opt out of that second marriage, and it might not be so authentic and genuine, and that should be the same concern, whether or not it was his Mian and his get, or someone else's Mian and someone else's get. That should always be a relevant concern. So Gemara says, but what do you mean? There's a big difference. Hakfar Shabsha. She already broke it up. Lo Ishabsha. What does that even mean? So if you look at Rashi says here, Rashi around the seven arrow lines down. So after they got divorced, so they got remarried, and he can't be mefaiser anymore, and mianaba, she refused, she opted out. We're not concerned of any shibush. So if there is a get, and then a mian, the mian will be mevatel the initial get, because if she chose, she opted out of that relationship, it wasn't him, it was her, it's going to take a lot more work to get her back on board. So we're not concerned that his language, his communications, are going to convince her to opt out of the second marriage now. She tried. When they were married, we imagine the husband tried convincing his wife, please stay married to her. I'm not interested in you. So if he couldn't keep them married when they were married together, certainly when she marries somebody else, he won't be effective in convincing her to do me into another husband. Aval, in the second case, if it was a get given by him and she married somebody else, he tries getting her back after she married somebody else, do mean to that second husband, we're going to think maybe he'll be effective in this case. I'm sorry, I divorced you from our first marriage. Who of the, and she really loved him. She left unwillingly. We're concerned that he might try to convince her to opt out of that second marriage. So therefore, whatever last happened in their relationship, whether there's a mean or whether there's a get, that's going to dictate who ended that relationship and whether or not he'll be successful in bringing her back or not bringing her back. And that's really the distinction. So Gemara says, okay, so therefore, there is no real chilek between me and the chavre versus me and the day. So the question becomes then, how come our Mishnah so has different levels? Gemara says, Ella, ikasha de chavre, if you ikasha, this is the question. The chavre ad the chavre kasha. There's a contradiction when the person, the mean of a chaver versus the mean of a chaver. Meaning what? Mi'ana bo v'chzira v'nasan laget. So if she did mian and then they got remarried, then nasan la get, then the first husband gave her a get, v'nislacha, and then she married somebody else, nisarmala, or nisgarisha, she gets widowed or divorced, asur lachzer lo, so she can't get remarried because since she got divorced from her first husband and now she married somebody else, she can't go back. Taima, only because nisarmala, or nisgarisha, only because she got divorced and widowed from the second husband. But ha miana, but if she opted out of that second relationship, muteris lachsalo, and implies that she can remarry the first husband. Alma, asa miun de chavre, mivatel gita de day. The miun of the friend can mivatel the get of a previous relationship. However, urminu, the Mishnah also implies, hamemeenes beish venises lacher, if there's miun. And then she marries somebody else. And Gershon, she gets divorced from the second husband, Leisha, and then she gets married to somebody else, a third person, Umianaban, she got a mean from a third person, Zaklau, Kol, Sheyatsumi Mendel, we get Asur Lachzer. So therefore, but whenever there's a get, she can't go back to the first husband. But Mimion, however, if it was with Mion, Mutars Lachzer, she can get remarried, Alma, Lo Asim Mion de Chavre, Mavatel get the day. So the Mion of someone else is not Mivatel the get of a previous relationship. So there's a theory in our very Mishnah. And the Gemara answer is no. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. You're right. There's a steer in the Mishnah whether or not a mian from somebody else can be mevatel a get or not. But that is a, there's a machlok, it's a tanarim. That's what it comes down to. So Ula Amar, Ula comes in and says that, not true. It's not necessarily true that our Mishnah is written by two different Mishnah, two different tanarim. Rather, kigon sheshlosha begitin sheshilsha beshgitin demechse kigdola. Normally, we could assume a mian can and they get, mean the chavir can and they get. But our case is safe for the Mishnah is where there were three gitin that were given. She got married three times. And once a woman acts so maturely, if you will, she gets married three times in three relationships, she already has a din of adult, even though she's not really adult, mechse kigdola. And therefore, she's not considered an adult anymore, and the mian cannot be mevatel get in that case. Meaning, the previous Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, it was one time or two times. There we say a mian, the chavre, can be mevatel get. But once it happens three times, her level of maturity, experience in life, it indicates that she must be an adult, and therefore we don't view the mian as being able to nullify the get anymore. So now the Gemara wants to know, man tonight, who is this machlokas tonight who argues or whether or not the mian sheni can be mevatel the get of the rishon? The Dhamma of Yehuda Marav Maidich said, what does the Pasuk say? Echa meimeinu because of Shasinu Eitena b'michi yavau. It's referencing that Torah, which is compared to war of water, meimeinu, that sometimes Torah must be bought with water, with money rather. So when it happened, Shas HaSakana, the Shas HaSakana, when it was dangerous to teach Torah, when they were goes and we couldn't learn Torah and teach Torah, the only way to somehow receive answers was to pay rabbis to get answers. Nisbach, so they asked the question, Lachazu, Harei Sheyotza Merishon Beget, if a Ketana was married, and she was divorced from her first husband, Umisheni B'min, and the second husband with Min, Mao Shetach Salarishon, may she get married to the first husband? So Sachu Adam Echad Barba Me'azuza, they hired a person to go ask a Shaila, and Shalu, they asked Rabbi Kiva Bebeis Hasun, who was in jail at the time, he says, to marry her. Once she got married to somebody else, the Miyun is not Mevatel, the get of the Rishon. So the Gemara says, then they said, V'asr, Eser Behuda Ben Beseira, Ben Netzivan V'asr. So they asked him as well, and he also said, Asr to get remarried in this case. So Amar Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Lezu lo tzrachna, we don't need to ask a question. This answer was so obvious. It was obvious that it was actually mutter, that miun is mevatel, the initial gittin. L'issakaris hitarta, if an ish is ish, who's normally issakaris, and miun could release her to get married. So iser lav lo koshken, so to release an iser machsir grusha, so certainly miun has the ability to undo it, and therefore he argued and said it's actually mutter. Miun dechavrei is mevatel, the get of the rishon. So this is the machlokus tonight. Even though Rabbi Yossi said this was an obvious answer not needed for the question, so which question was actually sent in to Rabbi Akiva? He said, Kach Shalu, this was the Shaila. Harei Shaisa Eishes Achi Ima. So if you have a person whose mother's brother, so his uncle, to his mother, his uncle was married to a girl, to a katana. Shishnila, which is Aser to him, Bishnia, was Iser Medir Banam. Unaso Achiv Me Aviv, and she was married to his brother from the father. So now, she becomes a sister-in-law of his, but she's also an aunt of his as well, so therefore it's also to Shnius Lerayostim, and if his brother dies, who makes the brother, she falls to him now as Ivama, but he can't marry her because it's Shnius Lerayos, but since he's a katana, maybe she can opt out of that marriage and allow for Ivam. So the din that was sent in, Mao Shetimayin Hashem, can this aunt, who's now a sister-in-law also, can she do miyun v'takrinu l'nesu'in kamai and undo the initial nesu'in v'tisyabem and allow yibum or not? So yesh miyun l'acher misa b'makom mitzvah lo. Do we allow miyun after the husband died? Can she opt out of a marriage b'makom mitzvah to allow the mitzvah of yibum or not? That was the shayla. Sachu shnei b'nei adin barba me'azuz. They hired two people to perform jitzuz. Ubo v'shalos Rabbi Akiva v'beis asur. They asked in the shayla in jail. The asur, he asked it, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, ben Netzivan ben Asi, also to answer this. That was really the Shiloh that took place. So now the Gemara says, Amar of Yitzchak bar Ashion, Umo de Rav, Shemuteris la'achiv, Shelzeh, Shenesalav. So Rav above, who said that Min b'chavero is not matir, the get of someone of Shiloh, and still Asir. In other words, if Baila Rishon gave a get, and then she got married to somebody else, and there was Min, he said the Min does not unravel the initial get. She still is considered Isser Machzir Grusha. So even though Rav holds that in general, he's Moda Muteris La'achiv Shelzer Shenesha Alav. What does that case mean? So if you look at Rashi towards the bottom, 10 narrow lines up, Moda Rav, Avagav Delo Asi Miun Dechare Umivata Get Dide, even though it's not Mivata the Get, Nehi Dili Dide Lohadra. So granted, she can't remarry him, her initial husband, because Isser Machzir Grusha. So Avala Gabi Achiv, his brother, Nisbatel, the lo teve grusha's achiv. We don't view her as being a grusha's achiv, and the brother actually can marry. That even though a brother cannot marry the grusha of his own brother, in this case, even though she can't marry her initial husband, she can actually marry their brother. It's not grusha's achiv. But how the ketani masis and nasan la get asur b'krovav, when he gives her a get, we say that she can't marry his relatives. Hecha desulo nafik me'achayim b'min. That's only when she didn't marry somebody else and there's no mim. But hecha that she does marry somebody else, and there's Mian. Somehow that Mian undoes her status of being a grusha, and she can marry the brother, even though she can't marry her ex-husband. So Gemara said, Pshita, that seems to be pretty obvious that that's the case. So Nahi, because the whole Svara is that we don't want her marrying the initial husband because we're afraid the husband might try to convince her from opting out of the second marriage. We don't want that happening. So that was unique just to the initial husband that had nothing to do with the brother. So it's obvious, Pshita, who nihu de makaris b'rimiz also kris also. That's why there's a certain kenas, a penalty. She can't remarry her ex-husband because of the communications. Aval achiv lo, but it's not shaykh to the brother at all. So of course she's allowed to marry the brother. We know for sure, meaning mikra din, the mir is mevatel the gerishin, and she's not a grusha anymore. We just made a kenas that she can't remarry the first husband, lest he convince her to opt out. But that's only the gabe him, but not the brother. So Gemara says, Mal the same, what would I have thought? Maybe even the brother should be also as well. Ligzer high, yatu high, we should be gozer, the brother can't marry her, lest we think that he himself, the ex-husband, can marry her. Kamash will not know. We're only gozer on the husband himself, but not lagabi the brother should not consider grusha. And the Gemara then will finish with this, says the Ikad Amri, that Amr of Yitzhak bar Ashion, Amr Rav, Kishem Misha Surlo, Kacha Surlo, no, just like there was a gzera on the ex-husband, so too there's an isser on the brothers as well. There's no chashash. The brothers don't know how to communicate with her. So the Gemara says, They made a gzera that she can marry the brother, less one thing that she can marry the husband himself. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.